It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien. And this week, Matt, we're going to talk about a movie we've both seen, Hillbilly Elegy.
Wow, hard to get this one out of your brain after seeing it, and not in a good way, Doug. This is, I think, a pretty tone-deaf, misfire, disastrous film. So Ron Howard directs J.D. Vance's memoir, which was a book, of course, about his time growing up in Ohio and Kentucky in, you know, hardscrabble poverty. The family's originally from Kentucky. They moved to Middletown, Ohio. And the book was very, very different from the movie. And I'll get to that in a bit, Doug. But this is one of these Oscar bait type movies that I'm sure in a pitch meeting looks like, oh, boy, you know, big stars, big director, big stars under heavy makeup. This has Oscars written all over it. But the problem, Doug, is the film is so clean and so sanitized in Ron Howard's hands that you don't quite get the sense that things are that bad. You know, I mean, clearly growing up for J.D. Vance with, you know, a drug addicted, opioid addicted mother played by Amy Adams, I'll get to her performance in a minute, was not good. The amazing thing is he got out of there. He went to Yale and you know, graduated from law school and writes this memoir about growing up there. But in Ron Howard's kind of practiced Hollywood hands, the film almost comes off, Doug, like a bathed in sunshine Lifetime movie. Even when things are bad in the movie, they almost come off laughable. Nothing worse, Doug, in a movie than something that comes off unintentionally laughable. And that's what happens in a few spots. I would liken Ron Howard directing this movie to a bad marriage of a director to source material. It just doesn't work. I mean, I always think of Robert Altman directing Popeye, which is probably the worst example of a director to source material that just does not work. You remember that movie, Doug? It's just Robert Altman should not have been directing Popeye. So it's not a good film. It's flashbacks within flashbacks. The flashbacks have that kind of pretentious slow motion thing going for them. The plot is basically Vance is at Yale and gets called back home because Amy Adams has OD'd. And his sister, played by Haley Bennett, is trying to deal with it. And we get flashbacks to his youth growing up, and then back to him driving back to Ohio to try to deal with things, all the while he's trying to interview with law firms. So he's got a lot going on. I will say the performance of Gabriel Basso as the grown-up J.D. Vance, I didn't like that either. He's not a terribly expressive actor. But let's talk about Glenn Close and Amy Adams. So Glenn Close has been nominated for an Oscar and a Razzie for the same performance. That tells you how different people are viewing her performance as Maymaw, you know, the grandmother of the whole thing. And if you look at the home movies, which they run at the end of the movie, she looks exactly like the grandma. They have her made up correctly and perfectly, and she really does give her all in this performance, but the film is so bad. The real problem, I think, lies with Amy Adams. Amy Adams, to me, is badly miscast as J.D. Vance's mother. She, you know, she's opioid addicted, heroin addicted. But Amy Adams looks like Amy Adams. So as the mom, she never looks like a drug addict to me. She looks like Amy Adams. And even in the scenes when she is violent toward the kids and bad, Amy Adams doesn't convey danger on the screen, Doug. She's not that kind of actress. We think of Enchanted and some of the movies she's done. I would have gone with a different actress here, but I'm not sure any actress could have saved this film because the screenplay is too sanitized. And Howard also does not get into some of the touchy subjects of the novel. You know, Vance kind of goes down a social and political rabbit hole talking about why white, rural, poor Americans vote Republican. He gets into that in the book, and that is never touched on in this movie. He also kind of has this somewhat controversial theory about why the poor stay poor. And so some of the stuff in the novel really had some blowback from some circles because they didn't buy what he was saying. And, you know, he got out of Appalachia and now he's looking back with sort of this, everybody can get out if they pull themselves up by the bootstraps. So Howard does not go down that rabbit hole. That would have been a very controversial way to make the movie, and he avoids that completely. So not a good film. In fact, a really bad film considering kind of the Oscar chances this film was given when it went into production.
Well, I was expecting more as well. And, of course, I'd seen J.D. Vance on all these talk shows talking mm-hmm. about that theory that you referred to. He co-wrote the screenplay with Vanessa Taylor, so he certainly knew what was going on the screen. For me, I didn't look at the movie so much as sanitized or, you know, or for me, it was like one note. It was dysfunction and a downer for the whole movie. Yes, it's uplifting that he gets to go to Yale, but my goodness, there aren't many light moments in this film. And yes, the performances are somewhat problematic. I wasn't as taken with Glenn Close as other people were.
Oh, I wasn't either. No.
I just thought it was a bit of a, you know, sort of a serious Grandma Clampett kind of thing. And I was expecting more and I was disappointed. That's the bottom line for me.
Yeah, Glenn chose the scenery, and certainly Maymaw, the who she's based on, was probably a lively character. And certainly her character is important to this movie, and I'm not going to tell people why it is, and her relationship to her grandson. And that's really a relationship that's really the basis of the film. I just think Amy Adams is the big problem. I don't see her in this part. Not that it's all on her shoulders, the fault of this movie. Like you said, Doug, Vance was in on the screenplay. So clearly they have set aside the political and social ramifications of this movie for kind of a looking back somewhat wistfully and somewhat woefully to his childhood. Yeah. So, I mean, there are some downer moments in the movie, but they try in the end to make it uplifting, and they try to turn it into this kind of lifetime, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps type movie. The whole thing just doesn't work. I would call it a misfire. You know, the tone is off on the film. It's almost like you're watching a series of vignettes, Doug. There's really no character development for the actors to really chew on. You get a scene here, and there's a scene here where he's knocking over stuff in a grocery store, and let's go to another scene where Amy Adams is abusing the boy, and it's just kind of pell mell all over the place. No real cohesion here.
Okay, so it's not our favorite movie.
No.
Okay. So Hillbilly Elegy is the movie. It's got this powerhouse director, powerhouse cast. I was intrigued to see that Glenn Close, with this nomination, has now been nominated for 8 Academy Awards, has yet to win one, apparently.
She's going to be 0-8 in about a week and a half.
And Amy Adams has been nominated for 6 yes. Academy Awards. Somebody's won one. Who is it?
That's Ron Howard for A Beautiful Mind 2001. Yeah, Glenn and Amy are great actresses. I'm not saying they aren't, but they're 0-14 now. Collectively, but you got to be good to be nominated. This just should not have been a nomination for Glenn Close. She should have won years ago for Fatal Attraction. I've said that for 33 years, that the Oscars screwed up when she did not win for that movie.
All right. Well, we've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.